Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Heard around the world on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. It's Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue, alongside me is Mr. Joe Grande, and you are now tuned in to the greatest cannabis show at MJ BizCon.
Yeah, it's a fact right there, you guys. Thank you for listening to our podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, all around the world, and thank you for checking out the website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. Yes. With so many great articles and blogs on the website. Call us up anytime, 1-800-420-1980. And check out our IG pages at CannabisTalk101. My brother Blue is at 1, Christopher Wright.
Hello.
I am at JoeGrande52, and if you want to turn your typical into something special when it comes to infused products, the flavor you taste should be just as enjoyable as the feeling you experience. Visit the website, LorainOils.com. That's LorainOils.com. It is so great.
Poetically written, by the way.
Oh, right? Isn't that sound
so nice?
Who wrote
that?
I did.
It's poetic.
Thank you.
Yeah. You guys do a lot of very...
Well, introduce that. That's Heidi right there that just said, I did. Heidi,
yes.
The beautiful brunette who's on stage with
thank
us today,
you.
Not just on a Zoom and not just doing this from abroad, but we have Heidi and Mandy from Lorain Oils. Give it up, you guys, at MJ
yeah.
BizCon
yeah.
for the lovely ladies of Lorain Oils. And as I say Lorain Oils, you guys, you got to go check out their blogs that they have on their site as they get ready for the holidays. If you want to impress the family and friends, you can find the most amazing recipes on their websites in their blog selection. They have been a family tradition since 1962, with Gramps doing it now, naming the company after his wife and daughter. I love it so much, you guys. And how has MJ Biz been for you guys to come out here from good old Michigan?
Amazing. Yesterday was such a good day for us. We saw a lot of our current customers and got in touch with some potential new customers. It's really great to see how innovative people have become just from the last time we were here last year. So we're looking forward to getting in touch with everybody that we've met when we get back.
You know, I'll tell you what. I just want to go back into my experience with your brand, you know, because it was the cooking experience that we had together. You know, I'll tell you what, like, I'm a big coffee drinker. I enjoy coffee, and we made our own coffee creamer.
Yes, our DIY coffee creamer is one of the best recipes on our website. It's my favorite. I always use our amaretto super strength in it.
Yes.
And, oh, it's delicious in your cup of joe.
Yes, and you know, I'll tell you, I felt like... that was, I mean, we've always worked together, we're friends, but when I actually went through that process with you guys, as simple as it was to make, the quality, the taste of it was just such a new experience for me, because I've never made it from home like that. I've always went out and bought it at the store, and then you try it and it's still good, but it's just not like that homemade. It's almost like it was that homemade meal.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's such a difference.
And yes. People don't realize how easy it is.
It was so much easier than going to the store and buying it. That's for sure. You know, and the quality and the taste was great. And then you could actually, with your oils, you know, you could create your own flavors. And in fact, I mean, we've literally kept every bit of that and used that for the coffee creamer for the last couple of days or weeks or whatever.
Whatever we had it there, it was being used.
It was being used.
That's awesome.
And Jessica was, you know, making sure we used it every morning. I was like, what is that? She's like, it's the creamer. I was like, oh. She was making coffee for all of us. It was so nice. So,
and you guys did the blue raspberry pancakes.
Yes.
So how was
blue
that?
Blue raspberry chocolate chip.
Yes.
Blue raspberry chocolate chip.
So good.
Yeah, it was amazing.
The most amazing breakfast that we ever had. And not only that, I keep telling people, I had some of this popcorn, and I was like, oh, my goodness. And before you know it, I'm sharing the popcorn with people. They're like, why are you eating this popcorn, Joe? I go, because the Loran oils are in this popcorn. And taste it. Yeah. You tell me. And people were like, wow. What is this popcorn that you guys have out here that you guys are giving out so freely that everyone's going crazy about?
Yeah, well, it's definitely easier to get people excited about something when they can taste it for themselves. So we utilize one of our local makers, and he's created popcorn with our cola. We have a tangerine lychee blend, a strawberry lemonade, and yesterday we still had some of our caramel apple.
Oh,
yes.
I wish I would have tried the caramel apple.
Yeah, that was a really good one too.
Yesterday I did have some, and I gave them out to a lot of the girls that were hanging out, and they were like, oh my God. Oh, it was you guys, right? Did I give you guys this yesterday?
Yeah, they got some popcorn.
Yeah, I gave them some popcorn, and they were like, well, let's just get one of each. I'm like, okay.
They loved it, and then someone took their bag, and it was like, oh, we need our popcorn back. So we had to give them some more popcorn. It's amazing.
That's the cola. We just brought that flavor back. It's one of our new flavors.
Let me try it. It's cola.
You haven't tried that? I love the strawberry lemonade. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
It's like cereal, right?
Like one of them fruity ones.
Yes.
Yes. It's amazing.
Oh, so tasty.
Yeah, the apple caramel tastes like fall. It's one of my favorite combinations.
How do you guys do this? Like, how does this taste? I mean, not only the flavors here, but when people try your oils, because you guys are at a high quality oil, right? It's not like it's just some random oil
cannabis.
It's a really high quality oil. That's what I was sharing with people. How do you convince these people, but when they don't understand, especially when you're at MJ Biz, like, no, our oils are just a little bit different.
That's why we have this. Like, taste it for yourself. Like, you know the difference when that flavor comes through really well. It's nice and strong. It's identifiable, and that's the Loran quality. We're able to stand up with the high heat applications, and our products have versatility. There's a ton of different flavors, so there's a lot of room to get creative with these.
I want to thank you guys for bringing your product to the industry.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't know a whole lot of different people that have different terpenes, flavor profiles, and stuff like that. I do know them, but I don't go through their products and test it, because typically they're not going through food. They don't have any other background, I think. And I think they're probably just sourcing it from somebody else to source it from somebody else to source it from somebody else. You guys have a history of a family that has been doing this for how many years now?
60.
Yeah. 60 years. You guys are related?
Nope, we are not related, but we are celebrating our 60th anniversary, and this is our 60th anniversary.
Congratulations.
So we're celebrating 60 groovy years.
Groovy.
So the whole tie-dye theme with our Loran logo has been super fun to celebrate all year long with our marketing campaigns.
And how is the cannabis industry, embracing you guys?
They're amazing. They're my favorite customers to work with. We've been dealing with them for about 10 years, and as more states open up, we're meeting all different kinds of people. But something that we hear consistently, and we heard a lot yesterday with our customers walking by, is that we're their secret recipe, or we're their secret ingredient, and we're part of what makes their product so successful.
Sure.
And we're really honored to be a part of that, and we're looking to support them in any way that we can.
So I this is going to be a broad question. I don't even know how you're going to answer it, but how many different flavors do you have?
Over hundreds, just in the super strength line. In the super strength line, we have over 100 flavors. We have a full bakery emulsion line that has 25 or 30 flavors. We just launched a new organic bakery emulsion line. We have a line of ice cream flavors, and then we have our specialty ingredients, our candy mixes, our acids, all kinds of things.
And so for cannabis, right, what's the number one flavor profile that's being used?
Oh, lemonade and watermelon, I would say. Those are the most commonly used. There are a lot of, like, really traditional and identifiable flavors, things that people really know. We're starting to see people pair those common flavors with something a little bit more exotic, like our lychee flavor or cola or something like that, that people don't generally reach for. So that's kind of exciting, too, that people are kind of branching out,
right,
and thinking outside the box.
I want to take a break real quick, and I want to come back with these lovely ladies of Laurent Oils and ask them what is their favorite oil to use and their favorite thing to taste.
Okay.
And before we go to break, I just want to say, if you hear something crunching, it's me eating popcorn. And I'm telling you, it's the best popcorn I've ever had, better than any popcorn I've bought from a store, because these girls, these women put love into it, clearly, and their bread's amazing.
It's Can't wait to get some home.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah. Hey.
It's so good. It's so freaking...
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
If you're looking for a trusted cannabis seed at a fair price, you need to head to rocketseeds.com or on IG at rocket_seeds.
Yeah!
Rocket Seeds knows how to drop it like it's hot, and they are definitely hot. So go check out those seeds today. You guys, I'm talking to the lovely ladies of Laurent Oils, and everything that I've tried so far. We did a cooking thing. You brought in some other oils to the office that have been shipped over, some popcorn, some snacks, some this and that. We've had some edibles that were not THC that I've tried, and I've heard from other people that go, oh, why are these so good? Oh, because we use Laurent Oils. Remember that happened?
Yeah.
Which
on
was
the
random.
Show.
It
yeah,
was
Astria
so
Farm,
weird.
The Wallace family.
Was it? That's awesome, right. How did you know? Did you hear them do it or something?
I watched the episode and we ended up getting in touch with them. We have non-infused gummies from them at our booth that we're giving out. They made for us. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, they're so much fun. I love that family.
That is so funny that happened. And you just did you hear it like live or after? How did you hear about that?
They're
on the show.
They're hunters.
Solar got a hold of us and let us know that they were on the show, and so I watched the episode, and that was so awesome that they did that, and so we got in touch with each other, and we talk all the time now.
That's always good. Look at the big homies walking around
big
here.
Big U in the building.
Big
baby.
U in the building. Look at that. That is so
a legend
funny.
Right there. You know, listen, I'm so like I said, I'm blown away because, again, my experience from the cooking, it changed my whole thought process on everything. So, you know, if you haven't visited Laurent Oils, I highly suggest, one, you go to their Instagram because, if I'm not mistaken, you're the Instagram queen, right?
Yes. Me and my co-worker, Ansley, and I, we run Laurent Global. And, yeah, we love posting everything from our food bloggers, our influencers, as well as stuff that Heidi and the team and myself have made for our channels and all of our sales materials.
It's so much different when you actually get the product and you use it for yourself. I'm blown away.
We talk about it and tell people to go check it out, but then when you, like you said, when you're using it, whoa.
Like I'm tasting it right now, okay? And I've tasted a bunch of popcorn in my life, all kinds of flavored popcorn. And this is, the flavor profile is so much better. I swear, and I'm not just gassing this up, you guys. I'm a fan. Like, and when I cooked it with it, it would change my whole perspective on what the hell am I using or whatever else has been out there, because it's that much better. I just didn't have it in my system.
Yeah.
Like, and when, I guess it's something different when you cook yourself, so it's amazing. But
Heidi and Mandy, what are your favorites?
Yes.
Because that's what we went to break going. When we come back, we want to hear what their favorite is. So what is it that you guys like to make and cook and eat with it, with the Loran oils?
Like everything.
My favorite flavor by far is our lychee flavor, which is in this blend right here.
Is this the same?
No, it's different. One has tangerine and lychee, so the lychee is the pink. And it's a really floral, pretty flavor. It's got a little bit of a fruit. But I like using it in cocktails. I like using it in macarons. I made a pistachio lychee macaron ice cream sandwich
and
for one of our
amazing
photo shoots. It was definitely something.
What color is it? I want to just try
it's the pink.
Just the one pink one?
The
hand
pink
me a
ones,
pink one.
Yeah.
So good.
You just go for it all. What else is in there? Because blue can't
tangerine.
Just
tangerine. There's tangerine and lychee.
Yeah, and the tangerine and the lychee. It's just a great flavor combination.
It makes me smile.
Good.
Like it's got a... So good, dude.
Oh, my goodness. This is very fruity. This is the one that you're talking about, right?
The pink one.
And what flavor is this again?
Lychee.
Is lychee something like one of them?
It's like a stone fruit. It's got a pink shell, and you pop it open, and like it's a white.
Where does it come from?
I think Asian countries.
I thought it was an A. That's what I thought it was.
Lychee or lychee.
Don't they have like the ice creams too?
Yes. Yeah. You see lychee ice cream a lot at Asian restaurants.
Yeah.
And we've made it with white chocolate and lychee bark. That was amazing. We've used it in cupcakes as well as in cookies.
You know, not that it's something to brag about or something to look at, but have you tried anything where you went, okay, that one didn't work?
More, it's not so much the flavor, it was user error.
And that's like, what I mean, yes.
Like forgetting about something in the oven or something like that. It's just, you know, something that I did, not the flavor.
Yeah, especially with just all the recipe testing that we have to do to prepare for our photo shoot. And like you guys know, on our website, we have all those recipes. And so flavor testing there, it's a lot of practice and figuring out what is the appropriate amount of flavoring for the application. But when you hit it right, it is so good, and it's exciting to bring it into our coworkers to try and get their feedback as well on the flavors. It's been fun. Last month, we made, I think, was it over 500 gummies? They were so good, and then we're getting the feedback on the different flavors. And
do you guys ever create any, like, novelty flavors, like, you know, something like
boogers or something.
Yeah, have
no.
You tried that? Only reason because you remember how gummies did it.
Like, yes,
the jelly bellies.
And I was like, I knew so many people that were like, oh my god, they tried them all, and I'm like, no way. But
no, we don't really have a market for that. We would have to find somebody that was really committed.
What does it take to actually create one of these formulations?
So it kind of depends on what you're gearing that to be put in. Ultimately, if you're trying to put it in chocolate, you have to take solubility into factor, you have to take cost into factor, what kind of range you're hitting it, and then from there you build on your base, like what is the base that it's going to sit in. Is it going to be alcohol? Is it going to be propylene glycol or some sort of gum? And then you have to build your flavor constituents in it.
It's
a little complicated. More goes into it than what you think.
And as you said, the alcohol though, what kind of drinks are you guys making that are phenomenal? Because I got to give it up for Cali FX's drink. Those drinks right there by Cali FX are great. I don't think they're using Loran oils, but what do you guys say? And I don't know what
they're
using.
They're about you.
No. But either way, though, they're very good, though. And I'm giving props and credit to those drinks. And I'm asking you guys, what do you guys, as you mentioned, the alcohol and this and that, and I've heard you say you put different ones in drinks and this and that.
Yes.
Is it also just a cup of water that you can put it in, or is it only alcohol? So talk about the different drinks and
Yeah, so just going basically with water, if you wanted to make some sort of low-carb LaCroix kind of copy, you can do that with a lot of our water-soluble super-strength flavors, just a couple drops in a glass of carbonated water. But you can also get a little bit more creative behind the bar. You can make a gum syrup with our gum arabic, add any of the flavors to that, and use it as a flavored simple syrup for cocktails. Again, going back to my favorite lychee, my favorite drink is a lychee simple syrup with Belvedere's lemon basil vodka and soda water, and it's such a good drink. And then I infuse that with lavender as well.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Our lavender, we have an iced lavender fog recipe on our website, and that's not alcohol, but it's really good. And it's with our organic lavender essential oil. It's pure, it's food grade, and we just recently were able to get it certified organic, so that's awesome as we continue to bring more and more organics to our product lines, because that's what our customers are looking for. And we, you know, we're responding to the demand and being sustainable and with clean ingredients and also with clean packaging as well.
Listen, I want to check a, I'm sorry, my buddy right here is throwing it. Everybody's smiling. It's a great show. I love to see so many people out here. I apologize. What is it that you guys would do to create a formula for somebody in specific? And or do you not do that? You just let them pick what they want? I lost my train of thought, but that's going to be my new answer.
We have our catalog flavors, so, and there's numerous of them. But if a customer came to us with a flavor that they wanted us to create, then we go through that process of figuring out what price point they need to hit, what their solubility needs to be, and what kind of profile that they're looking for. If they have something that they're trying to kind of mimic, then we would take that product. If somebody was trying to make a flavor that tasted just like Bailey's, we would kind of analyze that flavor of Bailey's and figure out what are those nuances that make it Bailey's.
Do
and
you, then you formulate them all?
No.
Oh.
I wish I did.
Feel like you do.
And she sounded so official, right? She was like, oh.
I'm over here getting an education, and I'm getting a hungry, like, you know, stomach feel.
Oh,
like,
this. Now, I have
to do another
bag in my
show.
Room.
Can we do another?
Yes,
I'm so excited.
We have to do ice cream. Let's make ice cream together.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I'm so serious.
Can we make a dairy-free ice cream?
Yes. Yeah, we can. Yeah. We got you.
When are we doing this?
Well, you're going to cook it.
I don't care.
You're
Let's do it.
It.
I will.
You'll do it. Goldie's
well, it's more whipping. It's more whipping with
you
ice
gotta
cream.
You got to whip it.
Yeah.
Before you kick it. You got to cook it. You can kick it.
You don't get it. I
it's
can't
Heidi
wait.
And Mandy.
Yeah. Lamar, make sure you schedule that ASAP. Okay?
No, Heidi and Mandy are here, you guys. We're going to take a break real quick. We're all the way live at MJ BizCon 2022 in Las Vegas. When we come back, I want to talk about how you guys care so much about different cultures, because when I looked on the website, I didn't know this, and I'm very, very proud to teach everybody. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what that is, and it has something to do with kosher and halal products.
Wow.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back with the ladies, of course.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Advanced Nutrients, you guys, they got a complete growing system for cannabis that optimizes all phases and cycles to bring your crops to their true genetic potential. Discover more at advancednutrients.com. I want to thank our full staff for being out here and everybody for hanging out at MJ BizCon. Daniel, Cal, Christian A, Christian S, Denny, P-Funk, Connor, Jorge, Cigar, Jessica S, Cash, Cam, Isaiah, Dallas, Eric, Alexa, Sarah, Jack, Jasmine, Maddie, Jessica, P, and Pianchi. Stellar, thank you, brother, for hooking
thank
us
you
up.
Guys.
Wilson, Allie, Cousin Ray, my brother, and Goldie.
Yes, yes.
My brother, Pitt, Mark Carnes, wow. Erica, Jennifer, Chris Franchino, and Elvis. Thank you guys all
we
for doing
you
what
so
you
much,
do.
Man. Everyone
Heidi and Mandy, before we went to break, I did not know this until I did a little more research, and I got to tell you, I was even more impressed with this company that the good old grandpa made about his wife and daughter back in 1962. And I don't know if it was official like this in 1962, but they are now, where you guys are making kosher products and halal products. For those who don't know what that means, Mandy and Heidi, can you break that down as I do understand what that means as for the different cultures? Can you explain what that means and why you guys felt that it was such a something you guys wanted to do?
Sure. So kosher certification appeals to the Jewish community. It makes sure that we're preparing our flavors in accordance with how they need to have it. I don't know all of the guidelines for their dietary needs, but halal certified is very similar, but that's for more of the Muslim community.
I never even heard of that one, by the way.
No?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
I have a lot of friends. I've been in the mosque and, you know, church, or yeah. I don't call it church, but I've been in the mosque on Fridays because the mosque goes down on Fridays.
Oh, you know what? You had a soup that your buddy had.
Yeah, the holy soup.
Okay. Yes. That yeah. was the halal.
What was the holy soup?
What they do during Ramadan.
Okay.
So when they break for their fast, they eat the holy soup.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I call it the holy soup because that's what I've been told it was called. Whether or not there's another name for it, like, you know, for us Mexicans, it was menudo. My buddy, Abdurrahman, he's a great friend. Matter of fact, he just called me the other day. And that's how I know of this, actually, because he would always take me places or bring food that was halal. And then, of course, my Jewish friends would always have the food that was kosher. And I know what a big deal it is to them because the halal, for instance, there's nothing that has been touching any pigs, any pork, anything like that. So
and it's
just
alcohol free.
Oh yeah,
it's the way it's prepared, right?
Well,
like
yes.
the way they slaughter the animal is in a more peaceful way than abruptly and things
yes.
like because they don't want the muscles to tense. It's a whole process that goes into halal.
You know, I'll tell you. For you, Goldie, especially. Yeah. I mean, you know, we've known each other for
forever,
for a long time, and he doesn't eat any meat or I'm sorry, any
pork. Yeah.
And then, but he won't even let, like, he's conscious of like what it was cooked with, how it was, and it's a very serious thing for him. You know,
okay.
it's not
yeah.
like, hey, let me get you a piece of bacon. Just eat a piece. He's like, nah, I'm good. You
thanks.
Know?
I know what it tastes like. I grew up on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
brother, eat a slab of ribs
what?
In a heartbeat.
Oh, what pit? Oh my God, he'll eat every rib.
Yeah, it's really great. We have a lot of influencers that develop halal-friendly recipes for us, as well as allergy-friendly recipes. You know, nearly all of our flavors are certified kosher as well. As many are vegan, suitable for vegan diets, as well as keto friendly for those who follow low carb diets. So that's just very important to us. Our mission is professional flavors for every kitchen. So it is for anybody from the large scale manufacturer all the way down to your mom and pop shops and also to the direct to consumer. So we want to make it, you know, available for everyone based on their needs and what they're looking for and for their diets.
You know, I want to take a second to learn you guys a little bit better and have our listeners actually learn you as well. So maybe some from left field, but what's your favorite movie right now, Mandy, or series?
Oh my gosh, favorite movie or series?
Yeah. Could be like the favorite movie of all time or movies like a series that you're watching right now.
Yeah, oh. I think it's right now I'm into Abbott Elementary. That's probably my favorite TV show. I always look forward to it. We watch it on Hulu, so we wait till the next day when it's out. So Wednesday evenings is like,
family
that's our
time.
Show. It's hilarious. I also like White Lotus right yeah. now. That is very funny and just So good. Yeah, you're not in the sense. Yeah, we love watching movies. I love everything. A lot of thrillers.
And, yeah. And Heidi?
I'm looking forward to watching the new series of Dead to Me.
Really?
Yes. I'm so excited.
I saw that it was live today. Yes. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get home.
There we go.
Is that on Netflix? What is that on?
It's on Netflix. Yeah, Christina Applegate and James Marsden. Yeah, the first season was so good, and it just so off the wall and different. Yeah.
It's
looking forward to it.
Satire and dark humor. It's just so perfect.
Did you guys like Shameless when it came out?
Yes, I love Shameless. Yeah.
Shameless was a show. Time like yeah. It was one of those dark, ooh, crazy, lady. Horrible, like, oh
yes.
My god, I can't believe people live like that, but yet of course they do.
They do.
Which one?
Yep.
It is good.
It's nice. Shameless.
Shameless.
Yeah, yeah, great. Yeah, you're like, oh my
the
god.
The characters on there, the people.
I
the
love
writing.
V and Kevin are my favorite.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I mean Fiona. I mean Fiona's a writer.
Yes.
Though. I mean, like,
yes.
You don't
yes.
love lip, like Fiona.
Lip, Carl.
Lips amazing.
Yeah. Lip. Yeah.
Lips
that's
a good time.
And ladies, as we get to know you guys a little better as well, what about the music? What kind of music? What kind of songs can you recite? If something comes on the radio, what are you going to be able to sing?
I am a huge fan of 90s rap. I was a big Wu-Tang Clan fan.
Oh,
yes.
Hey, wow.
Just a fun love fact, GZA has grabbed my hand 2 times.
Nice.
Wow. How, why, and where?
I was he was doing a tour for Liquid Swords, and he was at St. Andrews in Detroit, and everybody was there, like, was very young and didn't really know who he was. But as soon as he got on the stage, my brother and I cleared everybody out on the way, got to the front, and he grabbed my hand 2 times, and I got the Killer Bee stank on me.
Yeah, Killer Bees. All right, so real quick, then let's hear your favorite verse.
Oh, my God.
Can you do it? Let's go.
She can do it.
Come on, Heidi.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of words that I can't say.
Yeah.
We'll bleep it out.
Oh, no, you can say it.
Protect Your Neck is one of my favorite songs.
Protect Your Neck.
Oh, Protect Your Neck.
I like it, man.
Yeah. Taking it back to 36
Let me tell you
Chambers.
Something. And yes. I would have never guessed in a million years
really?
Wu-Tang. Yeah, because I was a big Method Man fan.
Oh,
like,
my, oh god. My god. Method Man and Red
here.
Man, they were magical.
Yes.
Yes.
They're
yes.
supposed to
good
be
combo.
Here. By
what?
The way, yeah. They are here, actually.
Oh my god.
They are here, 100% here, but they may be on our show. They may be on the show tomorrow.
Ooh.
We're going to stop by then.
Yes.
Yeah,
we'll have
them make sure you text them. Thing.
And I'll stand behind that column.
What about you, though, Mandy?
They'll be at the High Times party.
So I'm a big EDM girl. Love electronic music. Going to music fest. Yes. that's how my husband and I met. We met at a concert. And, yeah, so we love going to music fest together. And, yeah. Some of our favorites are Griffin, Tiesto, Illenium, which is awesome when you're in Vegas because it seems like they're all here all the time.
Yes, they live here.
Yeah.
You know, it's great because it's so diverse, right? You think about people and we our cultures, and there's so many different things to choose from. And, you know, sometimes people, you do get this freedom of being at an EDM festival and you just go there and just be yourself and be in the desert and...
They're the most accepting people out there. It's everything from the costume to your makeup. It's just the whole community.
It is. It you know, it's I remember at young ages, like, there was like these events called like Yabba Dabba Doo and all that stuff, and they were like more party crew stuff. But in my mind, it was like developed into, you know, EDM. You know, and I had a friend of mine who was pretty major in Insomniacs, Pasquale. And he has a company called Insomniacs, and I just watched this guy from Hollywood to, like, you know, sign a deal with Live Nation. And it's just, like, such an amazing opportunity to see it. I love those events. I have a hard time going to them now because I end up being up for 3 days, you know, and it's just like,
it's,
God.
It's very hard
it's
to go.
It's a commitment
so
when
I'm
a
hurting, yeah, I'm hurting. I'm hurting and crawling around. Not everyone wants to admit that, but I'm okay with it.
It's kind of like Vegas as well. It hurts. It's hard. And as we're in Vegas, you guys, before we let you guys go, is there anything else that you guys want to share that's gone on here at MJ Biz or anything else you guys want to talk about the brand?
Yeah, definitely. Stop by booth 7803. Yep. We are donating $2 to Last Prisoner Project for every scan that we get. We also can get you signed up for our wholesale applications or our wholesale programs. We'd love to do that. But if you're already processing and working with some of our distributors, Webstaurant Store is another really great resource to get our products. So there's a lot of ways to get Loran. We're happy to help you with whatever we can.
I'd like to add a dollar to that as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so for every scan you guys get, Cannabis Talk 101 will add a dollar to
it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'll support that. Or half of your guys' so you don't have to pay as much, whatever.
Our goal is
however
to
you
reach
guys
a thousand.
Yeah,
so
yeah that'd be
so
great. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Thank you. Guys, yeah. That is so cool.
No doubt. Just stand out front here. We'll just start scanning everybody.
Yeah.
Get connected out here with Connector as well.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, you guys, we really dearly appreciate the support and the partnership with us and everything that you guys do for us.
Yes.
And we strive to care and communicate, and I know you ladies do as well. You know, it's very important to us, and I really mean this. You guys have a very superior product that's out there. I do look forward to cooking more meals with you guys.
Absolutely.
You know, seriously. And I want to get into some, like, very, what are they, the cupcakes and all the crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah. We
could do entremets. There's all kinds of fun things that we can make together.
And we'll definitely do the vegan ice cream for you guys, too.
Goldie's ready for it.
He's ready.
You guys are going to make me just a better person. Yeah.
You know I'm ready. You know I'm ready.
And a heavier person.
Well, there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. And remember this. If no one else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.